In this lesson, we're going to focus on QoS on the ASA. I'm so happy that the ASA supports QoS. You know, not too many years ago, the PICS, the predecessor, had no conceptual idea of QoS. And now it's actually pretty straightforward. Let's focus on it. We're going to leverage the modular policy framework. The very first thing we're going to do is create a priority queue on the interfaces that need it. Now, the priority queue is going to be for egress traffic on the interfaces. So if you want one for the inside, for the outside, for the DMZ, you're going to use the command priority hyphen queue space and the name of the interface. Once you've done that, there are some defaults as far as the depth of the priority queue and as well as the transmit ring limit for the hardware queue. It's 1,024 packets by default for the priority queue and 128 for the hardware queue. You can leave those at the default. You don't need to tweak those. The defaults work fine unless, of course, you're asked to modify those. If you do need to modify them, the software queue is modified with the queue hyphen limit command, and you put your number of packets, and the hardware queue is modified with transmit or TX-ring-limit. Now, I know you may be thinking, can we really change the length of the hardware queue? Well, that's how you change the amount that the hardware queue will hold before it starts pushing back to the software queue. All right, now that that's done, we have our priority queues set up. How do we use them? Well, let's use a scenario. Let's say that we want the sales, let's say sales on the 10.10.10 network is using voice over IP, and their traffic is being marked by their IP telephones as DSCP EF. And we want to prioritize that on the outside interface of the ASA. And at the same time, let's also throw in some policing. Let's say we want to police everything else down to a smaller number. So we'll prioritize the voice traffic or anything matching DSCP EF. And that sounds like I'm singing the alphabet. A DSCP value of EF. And we'll rate limit everything else. We'll do prioritization and rate limiting all in the same modular policy framework. So how do we identify the sales network on the 10.10.10 subnet? You should know by now, and it's simply an access list. We create an access list that says any IP traffic from 10.10.10. And I suppose we could be more granular. We could say traffic if it is RTP traffic or other traffic, but let's just match on the EF bits. If they somehow set the DSCP to EF, more power to them. So we'll match on the 10.10.10 network with an access list. We'll call that access list sales ACL. And then we'll create a class map. The class map will go class-map space, and we'll call this class map sales CMAP. So class map, sales CMAP, press enter. By default, with a class map, every line has to be matched for it to be a match. We could also use the match any keyword, but by default, it's match all. So we'll say match access list sales ACL. That's the ACL identifying traffic from 10.10.10. And we'll put a second line in the match clause that says match DSCP EF. So only traffic sourced from 10.10.10 and only traffic that has a DSCP marking of EF. That's our class map. Type in exit. Let's create a policy map. The syntax for our policy map, really simple. Policy-map, space, and you name it. Let's name this example. Let's call it QoS-map. So we create our policy map, press enter. We're going to put in the keyword class and then the name of our class map, which was, I believe, is sales CMAP. So now we're focusing just on that traffic source from 10.10.10 marked with DSCP EF. And then we'll use the keyword priority. That's it. We've created a policy that says we're going to put in the priority queue, any traffic from 10.10.10 marked with the DSCP value of EF. The last thing we need to do is to go ahead and apply that. So we apply that service policy to the outside interface, which if that's where we want the prioritization to happen, that's how we would do it. It's service-policy space, the name of your policy map, which was QoS PMAP space, and then the keyword interface, and then the name of the interface, which is outside. Oh, you know what we forgot to do? Let's go back and modify our policy map. We didn't do any rate limiting of everything else. So we'll go back into policy map configuration mode with policy-map space QoS-map. Press enter. We'll type in class space, And we did not create a class for all other traffic, but what we could do is we could use the class-default. That class is created by default on your ASAs, and it refers to all traffic. So if we said class-default, enter, we could then police that traffic. And to police that traffic, we'd say police space output. And if you wanted to police inbound traffic, you'd say input. And then you put in the bit rate. And if you want to police traffic on the outside interface, in this case, it's outbound egress traffic to 1 megabit per second, you'd put 1 megabit in. 1 and 6 zeros. Space, and then the burst. The burst is going to be in bytes. So you can pick whatever value you feel comfortable with and press enter. And once we press enter, because that service policy is applied to the outside interface already, now we're going to prioritize egress traffic from the outside interface if it's sourced from 10.10.10 and has a DSCP marking of EF, and we're going to rate limit everything else. What would happen if I got those in the wrong order? If I had my class default first in my policy map and rate limited everything, there would be nothing making it into the priority queue. You can't put something in the priority queue and rate limit it at the same time. So that's the pieces. What else do we need to talk about for QoS? Let me take a look at my notes here. Ah, yes. If we wanted to, we could also do something called traffic shaping on the ASA. And you might think, well, traffic shaping, Keith, isn't that like on Frame Relay at the head end site has a T1 connection and Des Moines, Iowa has 64 kilobits. We just don't want to overrun them. And yes, that's a great application of traffic shaping for traffic going to Des Moines. But let's say you have an ASA, you've got gigabit Ethernet interfaces on your higher end ASAs, and maybe downstream it's just 1 megabit, and maybe you are 2 megabits. You want to throttle it back so you're not overdriving the far end devices that are receiving traffic from your ASA. How do we do traffic shaping? Let's do traffic shaping with another example. We're going to, first of all, create a class map called CMAP-telnet. And in this class map, let's match on an access list or match on DSCP values. It doesn't really matter. So the class called CMAP-telnet is matching on some subset of traffic. And then we'll create a policy map. Policy map, we'll call it PMAP-QoS. And we'll call on that class map we just created, class CMAP-telnet, enter, and we'll say priority to put it in the priority queue. So far, Keith, this looks just like what we did a few moments ago. Yeah, isn't repetition the mother of learning? So we'll just review and enhance. So we created our class map to identify some traffic. We created our policy map to call on that class map and then say the keyword priority. And then we're going to create a policy map called PMAP outside. Now, we just created a policy map called PMAP QoS. I'm going to create a second policy map called PMAP outside. This is the one we're really going to apply to the outside interface. Take a look at this. Policy map, PMAP-outside, and then I'm going to call on the default class map called class-default, which is all traffic. Once I press enter, I'm going to issue the command shape, and then I'm going to specify average, the keyword average, and then I'm going to specify 2 million bits if that's what I need to shape it down to. And then I'm also going to specify a burst size in bytes. So once you type in shape, average, your rate, and the burst, then still inside this policy map called PMAP outside, I'm going to use the keyword service-policy, very similar to like applying a policy map to interfaces, but I'm simply going to call on service-policy PMAP-QoS. By calling on that, it effectively nests the policy map for QoS inside this policy map called PMAP outside, which has the shaping to 2 megabits per second. And then I'll apply the PMAP outside to the interface. So service-policy. So type in exit a couple times. And then from configuration mode, service-policy, PMAP-outside, interface outside. So that's going to apply it with the traffic shaping and our priority queuing on that interface. And that's how you put those pieces together. So let's do a mental review. Do we have everything? So QoS, inbound and outbound. Well, QoS inbound is policing. We can't really prioritize traffic as it comes in. So we can police ingress or egress by using the appropriate keyword, in or out. As far as priority queuing, it's always going to be outbound on an interface. And with traffic shaping, that also is going to be outbound only. Let's talk about directions for a second with service policies. If you apply a policy map using the service policy command globally, for inspections, it's going to be just ingress on those interfaces. But with QoS, if we're doing priority queuing, if we have it in a global policy, it's always going to be egress on all interfaces that have a priority queue. It would be a good idea to create the priority queues, make sure they're there. If we're doing rate limiting outbound, that will also be egress on all interfaces in the global policy. And if we're doing rate limiting inbound, of course, that would be ingress on all the interfaces from the global policy. And that's it for QoS. You can virtually match on anything you want and prioritize anything you want using low latency queuing. And that's effectively what we're creating when we use that keyword priority inside of our policy map.